EO was cracking, guys. You read that title correctly. We're doing some extreme cheapskates because I need a break from 90 Day Fiancé. Only so much I can take of that show. But this was posted 4 years ago and got 10 million views, and I don't think I've done this one before. Vicky serves roadkill for dinner. Isn't that just fresh food? They're just running into people's cows. This is the full episode. It's 21 minutes long, so it's probably going to be like 2 or 3 episodes for us. But before we watch these, like, I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously, but it's probably fake. Probably not real. Every time they do an extreme cheapskates, it's bullshit. Because remember, it's a TV show. It has to be good. But let's find out. The first frame is a family of all white people. Obviously, this is strictly white people shit. Okay, let's go.
Welcome to the world of extreme cheapskates.
My name is Abdul, and I am an extreme cheapskate. I love being cheap because I like the zeros in my bank account.
Not a single cheap person has a lot of zeros in their bank account. Yeah, you probably have 3. 0.00.
I basically run a successful business. I have a mobile food business with the hot dog carts.
Why'd you word it like that? Words are very important. I basically run a successful business. That's not how successful people talk. Yeah, I basically run a successful YouTube channel. Just say that you're the master of the wiener wagon. Crazy name for a black guy to come up with, honestly.
This is my trusty friend here, Mr. Wiener. When I pull out my wiener, that's when the magic happens.
Genius.
Everybody wants to take a picture. Everyone's going bananas over this thing. So if I'm a little slow, I pull my wiener out, and there he goes.
Anybody else think he's projecting because he has a small cock? Or maybe this is me projecting because I have a small cock.
My husband would haggle anything, anything and everything, whether it's a necessity or something that I may want or he just wants. He haggles anything.
That's cool. Where's the roadkill? It's not these people. We're seeing a whole episode. I thought the whole episode was going to be about serving roadkill. Now I'm actually disappointed. Oh, a guy who haggles. Great. Yeah, my dad was Jewish. I know all about that.
If you can make that right there, 343 in a tank.
Oh, man, I don't know if we can do that. I mean,
you can't. This is obviously fake because you have to be fucking retarded to think you could haggle gas prices.
350.
350, okay, we got a deal.
All right, my man, take care.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, you've got a deal, buddy. I'm definitely going to change that for you, absolutely.
Let me get 2 bigger burgers and 2 chocolate shakes, please.
1164, I'm fresh at the window, thank you.
Huh, going through drive-thru, spending money. It's a weird thing for an extreme cheapskate to do. Are you going to haggle a couple dollars? Why don't you grow your own fucking food? Become self-sustaining and spend vastly less money over the longevity of your life. I'm way smarter than every person who works at TLC and is on this show.
Hi there, your total is 1164.
1164.
Correct.
Well, I got 5 on me. Come on, man, can't you just use half of the paycheck you're getting and just cover it?
How about I just get rid of the 64 and let's just make it $11 even?
Did you want to take off a shake or a burger?
No, let's keep everything going.
Okay, well, it would be $11.64 then.
Let's just take 50 cents off and let's just call it $11.50.
50 cents. How about I throw in some extra ketchup and salt packets in your bag? How about that?
How about I throw a fucking drink in your face, dude? I used to work in fast food. Dude, if I heard that, close the window. That's it. That would give them every answer they need to know. No. 50 cents. In this economy, even though this was filmed 4 years ago, still, what is the 50 cents going towards? You know you're still spending $11, right? The 50 cents doesn't make up for it. Why don't you have a car that's better on gas?
My God, I am never taking you out anywhere ever again.
Actually, bitch, he took you out? Okay.
When it comes to haggling, I would say I have probably an 85% success rate.
You know why he has an 85% success rate? Because people are just like, fuck it, I don't want to argue, fine.
When Abdul haggles, I think to myself, this is one more store that yet again I cannot go in. You can't go in those stores again.
It's a thrift store. You could haggle, right? That's like one of the few places I would be comfortable being like 50, 10.
Right here.
Come on. Yep.
Don't always look at the price tag.
Okay, wait, what? That doesn't make sense. Bitch, I'm not cheap, and I'm always gonna look at the price tag. There is some drip there, though. Where is that? I know it's South Dakota, like it said where they lived. But that yellow jacket is tight, bro. He's not gonna let this bitch get any of it.
$25 is a lot for a bag.
Just stop doing this. Every time you go somewhere, you have to do this. This is why I leave you at home.
Let me just see how much we have so far. $135.
Don't embarrass me.
Oh, maybe this isn't a thrift shop. I don't know why I thought it did, because it does give thrift shop vibes. I just assumed it was because extreme cheapskates. Why would you go to a regular store? Dude, none of this is real. And this, like, isn't even a fun extreme cheapskate. It's just a guy pretending to haggle. Let's watch more. How do they entice people to keep watching this? I'm genuinely curious.
All right. All right. You ready to be rung up?
Yep, we are.
Excuse me. Just want to talk to you a little bit about the prices.
Certainly.
You know, let me just go one by one here. Do we have any wiggle room with this jacket here?
He does this for each piece. Do we have any wiggle room on this? No. Do we have any wiggle room on this? No.
You know, we do try to price our things at a really good price.
Mm-hmm.
But what I could do is give you $10 off.
How about another $5 off of each item?
Because you are new, mm-hmm. I will do 20% off.
Not gonna lie, that just made me go, I'm gonna try this. But the easier way to do it would be like, come on, I know you got a coupon back there. Let me just, you know.
So we're doing a $10 off of each item.
No, I'll do a straight 20%. That brings it down to $327.
My world is crashing around me. What the fuck? This doesn't, none of this adds up. 327, dude, this is extreme cheapskates. Even to that number, I'd be like, you don't really need two bags, you know?
So we started at what, four?
422,
327?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kat.
How many zeros do you have in your bank account? This guy's not very cheap. Just getting this bitch whatever she wants. That's literally the opposite of cheap. That's expensive. Women are expensive, okay?
So it's not that I don't have money. It's just that I don't want to spend it all.
Oh, every person? You're a normal guy. The fact that he even considered $420. But keep in mind, he didn't accumulate this money by saving this money. I feel like he was probably not too well off coming up in life. So now that he acquired money, he is still acting with the same broke mindset he had in the beginning. Pretty common, actually.
It's my 10-year anniversary is coming up, and I want to do something special for my wife. But I really don't want to spend a lot of money, so I gave myself a budget of $25.
It's your 10-year anniversary, you're going to spend $25. But you just whimsically went to the store and dropped $327? Okay. Right. Why is this guy driving a van? Why isn't he driving like a four-cylinder Honda Civic or like a hybrid?
So I bring my good friend Rick along.
Yeah, but Rick's gonna weigh down the car and make you spend more gas money. Make him drive himself.
He wants to put this anniversary together for under $25. I'm like, you're crazy. There's no way you're gonna be able to do this.
Yeah, this guy seems like a really good friend of this guy. You're crazy. What? If this guy was a real extreme cheapskates, he'd go, typical whatever that guy's name is. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I agree. This sucks. But now I'm invested to see what $25 is going to get him. Like, he literally spends more on his gas tank.
I know what stuff costs. It's not going to happen. I don't think he can do it.
I know I can do it. $25.
It's called stealing. I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm saying that because he's cheap, okay?
It's not going to be a very good one.
It's going to be a great party for $25. I guarantee you we can pull this off. Rick really has never shot with me, so he never knew how I haggle or knew that I haggle at all. So I'm sure Rick is going to be surprised today. So one of my stops is the party store. I have a strategy when I go in the store.
You know, when you get some stuff that's like out of season, okay, you know, you probably get a better deal.
Yo, to the white guy, was that not an insulting thing to hear from your friend? Yeah, you want to get stuff out of season, it's cheaper. No shit! Why don't you just buy everything on Alibaba? Why are we watching this?
To me, balloons are balloons. So if the guy had some discounted balloons, it's the thought that counts.
Balloons are balloons. Happy 13th birthday. Yeah, that'll be fine.
$10 to $12.
$10 to $12?
Huh?
What if I blow it up myself? Well, then in that case, you have to get the fuck out of my store.
I can check and see if I've got any clearance balloons. I got a couple laying around. I can see if I've got something.
Clearance?
Look at here.
I see, Gary, that's a
anniversary good sale.
Okay, that's kind of funny, to be honest. Like, she knows he's an extreme cheapskate, even though he's not one. That one's fine. But on God, I will never, ever buy balloons for a woman. Just keeping it real with you ladies, it's not going to happen. Not even if you like them. Not going balloon shopping. Why? I don't know. I just hate this. I just hate everything that's going on. Like, the guy talking about balloons, like, yeah, it's going to be $10 to $12, but I might have some stuff in the back. Like, this guy takes balloons seriously. Like, you know there are people. Are there premium balloons? Are there, like, $50 balloons? Is that an untapped market, luxury balloons? I'm not even going to Google that. I want to ruin my day.
Hey, that's a good one.
You sure your wife's going to like that, though?
No, it's fine. They're colorful. They do the job.
Hey, you know how women are, man. They just see big, shiny things, and they're happy. I'm not sure why I gave them that accent.
That price right there is just a little bit too high for me there. Do you have any other options that maybe not be as costly as that one?
I'm just totally embarrassed. We're up there at the counter, and this balloon is $2.99, and he keeps haggling this guy down.
And you fill it up with helium, right? Is that what you do?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
What if we did, like, 3/4 of helium?
How much do you think helium costs? I can guarantee you this dude's going to be like, can I blow him up myself? Will my breath work? I don't care if they're on the ground. I tried. Wait, what? You blow him up with your own air and then hang them from the ceiling.
Well, then it's probably not going to float.
So air is cheaper than helium?
Air is cheaper than helium.
Okay. Now, if we did all air in the balloons, what are we looking at?
You'd probably knock a couple dollars off, maybe make it $7 or $8.
There's no way they have an air machine. Because why would they have an air machine? You know? Somebody's going to have to do some physical labor here. Who is it? Who's going to be pushing? Who's going to be blowing?
Do you do something a little simpler?
Yeah.
Something with air?
Is it oxygen free? We breathe oxygen every day, but I have to pay this guy for his oxygen?
Yeah. That's like getting work done on your car, but like, isn't labor free? I mean, they're getting paid for it from the guy anyway. Why do I have to pay for it? You're just moving your body.
No, I'll use my own oxygen.
I'm going to be real with you. That was a pretty easy thing to guess. Like, obviously, if he asks how much the helium is, he's just going to be like, but I'm curious to know how much helium. Would they save a couple bucks? This would make sense, like, if he was poor. But it's just nonsensical. You won't even notice this money. The only time it was good is when he saved like $100 at that store. But that almost everybody would have been like, damn, $420. Y'all got a coupon by any chance? Like, that is not an extreme cheapskate thing to do. I hate this guy. Even though he's an actor, I fucking hate him. Just like Matthew McConaughey. Every time I tell people that, they're like, what? And it's because of Interstellar. Okay, it's literally the only reason. Story time. Because when I was watching Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey went, Houston, yeah, can we go back in time? No! That's why I hate Matthew McConaughey. Movie sucked. The planets were cool, though. Like, that shit was cool. But, like, imagine your number one astronaut asking that question. You're just at Mission Control, like, did he just ask if we could go? No, I'm sorry to report back that we cannot. Don't you think we would have done that?
I'm going to take these flat like this. You have any more discontinued, or is this
well, no, I had one more, but it's just a police car, it looks like.
Oh, that's cool.
It doesn't say anniversary.
You don't want no police car in there, do you?
It's all about laughter, man. I'm sure this right here will strike a few laughs.
Yeah, they're going to laugh and be like, where's the anniversary balloons? And they're going to find out you're a shitty husband.
Let's throw it in there. $3.75, we got a deal on that.
I can't do that. I just gave you a heck of a deal on those.
$2.25, we got a deal, Gary. Come on, Gary.
How about $2.50?
Gary, if you go $2.50, we can go $2.25.
Oh,
We can go 270, we can go 250.
245, let's meet the middle.
245. All right. Let's do 245.
I'm disgusted by this. This is worse than homeless people asking for money on the side of the road. Man, you got money, dog. This place needs to make money, homie. This has to be the first time somebody's haggled balloon prices on clearance balloons. I bet you this guy was even considering just throwing them out. He's like, nobody's going to buy a clearance balloon. That's why they're on clearance.
And we see all kinds of customers coming in the door, but I can't say as I've ever seen anybody that's been that cheap.
Told you. Oh, you're going to a cookie store. An extreme cheapskate's going to go buy some pastries. Right. Make it yourself. How stupid does TLC think we are, dog? Because they're conveying this as if it's real.
So I walk into this store very confident, thinking I'm going to get this cake for my wife. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it.
Need a cake made. Okay. Today, having an anniversary party for my wife. About six people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Buy cake mix, asshole.
We have our 10-inch round. It serves between 10 and 15. And that's $29.99.
Well, I'm kind of on a budget here.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not trying to insult your business or anything. But is there anything I could do to probably make that a little bit less than the $29.99?
Is that a lot for a cake? I've never bought a cake. If I look like I'm always buying cake, haven't done it.
What if you were to take that frosting off? But with the cake, what would it be?
Just a bare cake. The frosting is all included in that price, so it's kind of like buying a car without the wheels.
Yeah, and the car would be cheaper then. Obviously, the icing is included in the price. Is everybody just fucking dumb here? We charge you for the icing. Yeah. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is cut this cost a lot more.
What is your budget? What are you looking to spend?
$25.
$25, okay.
Wait, do you just have an infinite amount of $25? $25 per store? I thought you were working with $25 in total. Because he didn't tell her that he already bought balloons. So now the total is lower. You want to know why? Unless he says it, my guess is he might not have went to the balloon store first. They may have chopped it up a little bit. Honestly, seeing how they fake this stuff is very intriguing. Like, why wouldn't this company, this little mom-and-pop shop pastry place, be on TV to increase the reach of their business? Of course they'll have this fucking guy come in here and haggle.
Let's see. But we do have...
That's for the whole party.
The whole party.
Coming up.
Ooh, all these balloons. This is a lot of love right here. Hopefully Shauna's happy.
Yep. Nope. That's it. I've had enough. I can't with this guy anymore. He's ruining my energy. I hate him. I want to see the roadkill. But now we're going to have to cliffhang it to see what his wife thinks. See how good of an actor she is. But that sucked. Imagine sitting through commercials to watch that show. I wonder how much he gives on balloons. Like, with no commentator, just watching that raw dog? Get the fuck out of here. Like, none of that was extreme. You're just being a cunt. Not haggling, you're nickel and diming. Except for the clothes, which he would never have bought if he was an extreme cheapskate. Okay. Comment down below what you guys think. I am supremely curious. This was fake as fuck. But you're not. Thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. You know, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon. Patreon.com/WineBoxPoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears. Mostly every single video gets demonetized, which is great. But also, TLC loves to copyright claim my videos. One of my videos recently, they blocked to certain portions of the world because I don't know why they have that ability. Not sure why YouTube gives them that power, but that's so good for the channel when they just physically block it from people viewing it. It's good. Absolute cunts, dude. They just abuse the copyright system with no recourse. YouTube does not give a fuck. It is crazy. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my cock. They've moved on from my asshole to my penis, which is fine because I don't even use it. They can have it. patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's get to 100,000 by the end of the year, baby. I'm fucking pumped. I love you guys. Mwah.